You at Pace? It's Gimel? Yeah, you've given away the Mishnah. Aisha Shamra, Nishbasi. This is a similar case to the case we had last night. A woman says she was taken captive, Utorani, and she remained Tor, however. Her captors did not rape her. Now, medicine, this, of course, is the issue vis-a-vis a Kohen. She's the lead. Shapesha, Sapesha, Yitir, because we don't have testimony that she was taken captive, so she said so, and we believe her. That's the way it is. Whatever she says. Of course, Imish Adam Shinishbeis. If, however, there's independent testimony that she was taken captive. Real Mare's Torah, and she says, I'm Torah. Adam and Mare, she's not believed. Imish Nisibo Adam, if once you got married, witnesses came, then I'll raise a little Tate, then she doesn't have to get divorced. In other words, at the time she came, there are no witnesses. So then, she can remain married. It's only a case where the witnesses preceded her marriage that she may not get married. Now, except that the Gemara says Rav Chuna, even if she has not yet gotten married, but he truly feel he threw a basin. I'll say a basin permitted her. They gave her the seal of approval to get married. So then. At that point, if witnesses come afterwards, we've re-established her permissibility. She's allowed to go ahead and get married.
Why would Besson give a heter in the absence of witnesses coming?
Peshawasser, Peshawasser.
Yeah. No, if it's not
Peshawasser. Yeah, it is Peshawasser. If witnesses have not come, it's Peshawasser, Peshawasser.
Wait a second. Let me get this straight. It says, then take this second to last case, this middle case of Mishnah, Yesh Adam Shinishbis.
Yeah.
You marries Tahorani.
Yeah. No, that's how the case is going on. Going back on the ratio. Going back, Yesh Shaman Yishbasi Tahorani, their menace. We're going on that ratio. Now, on the ratio, I see it. No, we're going actually on the Seifa. I understand what you're saying. The Seifa, even Shinishis Bo Adim, but the aim did not come previously.
Okay, I
the race. There are two sefas here, each modifying the race in a different way.
Right, but is this a Pesha Usher case, though?
Why not?
Because in Yesh Adim Shinishbis means not that it's a Pesha Usher.
Yeah.
Is it a Pesha Usher and then the Adim come after the Pesha
Usher? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it is. First you have Pesha Usher, Pesha
Usher. No.
First it becomes Pesha Usher, Pesha Usher. So I've concluded lots of Russianists are feeling too basic nothing. Now we have a story. The story actually appears in the Bible, but it's much longer here in the Ushami and has a much less happier ending than it does in the Bible. It's a few longer in the Ushami and has a much less happier ending here in the Ushami than it does in the Bible. Okay, the Noshim Nishbu Lashom. A certain woman was taken captivity from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. So the episode came from Ar Barba, who was Shmuel's father. The Levi and Levi and take out Shmuel because it was from Shmuel's father. Armor, they said, what they said is like this: Mosul and Adim, give them Adim that from the time they came to our jurisdiction, that nothing happened to them untoward, and Niskun Larisol, the Adam go with them to Israel and testify. So Amar Lei, so they said to Shmuel's father, Manasel Yom Yisharim Shisiachtu, that's fine from here on in, but what about the days which preceded their coming to our court? We can't testify in that. So Amar Lei, Abba Barbos, Shmuel's father said, Ilu Havinam Benosach, if they were your daughters, Can I say, would you say that? In other words, we'll do what we can. Maybe based on Eretz Yisrael, we'll accept the testimony which we provide as being sufficient to allow them, because at least for some period of time they were under jurisdiction. Which, of course, is a very strange svara, but that was his logic, that at least for these days, that when they were under jurisdiction, we'll provide them with witnesses. So it says the Gemara, Havi Kishkoge. The daughters of Shmuel, his granddaughters, were taken captive. It's like an accidental sentence issued by a ruler. In other words, Abu the Shmuel gave himself really an ayin hara. That's basically what we're saying, and therefore his own granddaughters were taken captive. Okay? Katsa, they were taken captive in the other direction, from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Katsachun la kohachun, when Shmuel's daughters came to Tveria, to Eretz Yisrael, sachun shavyan imhon, their captors came with them to, you know, ask ransom for them. So, only Kumir Rabbi Chanina, the girls, the two daughters of Shmuel, went in front of Rabbi Chanina. Ukminan l'shavin l'milabar. So they asked their captors to stand outside and wait a minute. Amulei, so they came into Rabbi Chanina and they said, Nishbeinu, we're taken captive with Torah, son of a remain Torah. V'itiron, he permitted them. Min the naf, so they had pesha also pesha itir. Min the nafgon, as they were leaving, Shalchun Shivyon, or the Mashbiah changed it to Shalhin, immediately after them, Shavyon Olin, their captors came in. So obviously, had the captors come in before the girls, there'd be no Pesh Hasa Pesh Itir, because the captors, they're not Aiden, but they're just as bad as Aiden, because they're coming and saying, we're holding these girls in captivity. And it's obvious that that's the case. So what Shmuel's daughters, since they were Tamidot Chachamot, what they did is they were Yoatzot, right? So they came in beforehand and they said, look, we're establishing a Pesh Hasa Pesh Itir. They got dispensation, and then afterwards, the captors came in. Okay? So says the Gemara, aha. So Rabbi Chanina says, Amar, Rabbi Chanina said, Nikoros, it's obvious, Nikoros, these women are obviously recognizable, Shebnos Chochom, Hain, that they're the daughters of a Tambu Chochom. Mean, he's doing Manhavion, what's because you came where, who they were, Armin, Leshimon Barbo, he said to Shimon, Rabbi Chanina said to Shimon Barbo, Itpa b'kriva sach, deal with your relatives. Shimon bar Bo was a Kohen, and the Shmuel's daughters were his relatives, and he told him to deal with them. So Nasav l'Karmesa, now that's the end of the story in the Bavli. Here in the Ushambi goes on. Nas Karmesa, so there were two daughters. He married the first one, Umisas, and she died. But Zinyani married the second one, Umisas, and she died too. Why? So says my lama, begin the Shakrun. Is it because they lied and they really were Tomei, and they just lied and said they were tar? Chaser shalom lo shakrum. Chaser shalom, of course they didn't lie. Elamin chatos, they died because of the sin of Hanani ben Achi Rabbi Yoshua, she'iber sashana b'chutz l'aretz. Very strange Gemara. They died because of the sin of this fellow who made a leap year in chutz l'aretz. And of course, one can only make the calendar in Eretz Yisrael. So because of that sin, they died. So of course, very strange, you know, why are they responsible for Chanina ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua? We don't even know exactly who that is, right? Who was Ma'aber Shon Chutzaretz. So the few pshatim here, one pshat is that they were related to this guy, you know, and therefore descendants of him, and therefore it was a problem. But the Gro has a very cute explanation. Chasam Sofer brings it down briefly, and the Gilui Nefrayim brings it down greater length. The Chasam Sofer on the bottom says that Chanani ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua, who was Ma'aber Shana Chutz Laretz, he extended the year in which these daughters turned three. That was, he added another month to that year. And we know, the Gemara told us earlier in Ksuvus, that the Psulim come back for an additional month, right? If they make it a leap year. So, they did have relations with their captors, but they were less than 3 years old by Hanania's luach, but they were more than 3 years old by the luach used in Eretz Yisrael. So here we see that this calendar dispute actually had a ramification on whether they would be mutter to their relative Shimon bar Bo or not, and therefore since in fact they thought they were mutter, but in fact they were also, and that's why they died, which is pretty cute. Okay.
But at age three, they still managed to bring up the issue.
A pesha also pesha hitir, right? So they're big tamidot chachamot. Okay. Says it on further. Shteinah shel kuvi, they were taken captive very young, and they, you know, shteinah shim shenishbu.
We were going to leave these captors. I mean, they aren't Jewish. They're robbers.
Well, we're just believing them that they took them captive. They have the, you know.
No, I mean to say that they violated these.
Oh, they didn't say they violated them. They didn't say anything. No, we just assumed that they did. But their testimony doesn't make a difference either way. The a priori assumption is that they did violate. Right. Okay. Shtei nashim shenishbu. two women are taken captive. Zos Mer Torani, this one says I'm Tor, Zos Mer Torani, and the other one says I'm Tor. And on their modus, if they're witnesses, then they're not believed. If they don't have Peshasa. However, if each one testifies that the other one is okay, Harel and their modus. In other words, on themselves not believed, but each one would be believed on the co captive. The Chen Shnei and Hashem Sotu two men, Zomer Kohen Ani. Each one says I'm a coin, enim their money, they're not believed. Bismachimidim zeh, each one says they're a coin, not believed. However, if they testify about each other, Harel and their money, that gives them credibility. Okay? Rabbi Chia, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Mas Nisli and Kochik Vu. That which you believe them in terms of the, each one testifying that the other guy is a coin is only to let them eat Truma. Aliyim Mishpach, but in terms of considering them to be a proper family of Kohanim, Ulekachim is back in order to Kachim, Tzarek Shnei Edim, you have to have two witnesses on wherever you want to make a coin. Says more about Tani, how can you say this? And we learn, Mali the Kulu Levi Yisrael, and make a person a coin, a Levi or Yisrael. Apiyed Echot, based on one witness. Says more, Nichol Lekuna, I understand what Kuna means in that braisa. Kuna means to make him a Kohen for Truma and all that. But Levi Yisrael, Apiyed Levi Yisrael, Apiyed Echot, how does that work? I'm sorry. Levi Yisrael, how does that work? I went back in line. Veloli Mishpacha, it must be, is it not, in order matters of family, and we see that in matters of family, one witness is sufficient, right? So even for Mishpacha, one witness is sufficient, because otherwise, what are we talking about Yisrael? What privilege are you granting him? So there's more, no. It's the Glite Lo Meiser Oni. In fact, there are certain privileges by Levi and even Yisrael. The privileges are to get Meiser Rishon, and for Yisrael to get Meiser Oni. So that which you believe one witness is in order to give Meiser Truma, Meiser Rishon, or Meiser Oni. But in order to make somebody Miuchas, if there's any doubt or any issue about that, certainly to make somebody coin, that you might not need to wait. Now it says more, Shtei Chazokos Lekuna Be'eretz Yisrael. There are two things, which two behaviors, which if you've been doing it for a while, it fundamentally establishes you as a Kohen Eretz Yisrael. They are Nesius Kapayim, Duchene, and Chiluk Granos going to the distribution points in the silos and collecting Truma crop. Now, this is true in Eretz Yisrael. However, Besuria, in Syria, Nesius Kapayim is a proof. Because the only duchening chutzar is also limited to the quantum. I have a low chilogros, but not the getting distribution in the silos. The reason being, because since it's chutzar, people are more mekel. Now, ad makom sheshluchei chodesh magin, that to the place where the emissaries from Yerushalayim would come every month to say that there was Rosh Chodesh. In other words, 15 days from Eretz Yisrael, approximately. So there, in that area, Nesius Kapayim, the fact that people are duchening, is a proof that they are Kohanim. And the reason why this is so is because the Mefarshim say, is because in those areas there are Batei Din to receive testimony about Kiddush HaChodesh. So those Batei Din also would not let a Kohen duchen unless they were sure he was a Kohen, right? If there's a basin there, they're in charge, right? And that's Ad Nimrin. That goes up to the place called Nimrin. Ubado Kasuria, but Bado, which is beyond 15 days journey, is like Surya, and there's no ride from the Sea of Skapayim because there's no set Bati Din. Rabbi Shimon is also mayor. Up Alexandria, even Alexandria, Bishah, Shabbati Din, Yashin Sham, when the court sat there, so then, on the Sea of Skapayim, Duchening, would be proof that this guy is a Kohen, because obviously Basin is checking it out. Okay? Says there is a Basin there. Tana, just like a Truma means eating Truma or receiving Truma means somebody is a Kohen, Kach my Serishan Lakuna, so to my Serishan proves somebody is a Kohen. Now, this is a little bit of a dispute between everybody else in the Shari Torah and Eretz Yisrael. Where everybody else learns that this is going like the Bavli, which says that when the days of Ezra, the Levim didn't go up to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, as a finding that they lose the Maaser Rishon, the Maaser Rishon goes instead to the Kohanim, who are also a subdivision of Shevet Levi. So if you see Bizman Azeh, you see somebody getting Maaser Rishon, Mistama, he's a Kohen. That's one way to explain it. However, the Shai Torah so actually changes the Girsa here. Because he says, we never find this Knas, which is mentioned prominently in the fourth paragraph of Kiddushin, in the Bavli, mentioned the Yerushalmi. And everyone said, this Knas, that Ezra finds that all the mice or Rishon should go to the Kohanim too, the Yerushalmi does not hold of it. And rather, the way he wants to learn the Gemara is, Keshem Shachum Chazaka Lakuna Kach Mice Rishon Chazaka Lilavia. In other words, remember we had way back yonder in the ninth parak Yivama Sashita that Levim also had to have a certain degree of Kedusha in order to eat Maaser Rishon, right? They can't have certain Psulei Mishpacha. So that's what this Gemara is saying, that and for Levi, to prove that he's a Levi, that you need to have certain safeguards in order to give him Maaser Rishon in order that he should be allowed to eat it. Okay, we don't pass that way actually. Pass on Maaser Rishon, anybody can eat, but nevertheless, there was such an opinion. Okay, says the Gemara. V'acholik habi based in eno chazak lakuna. Somebody divides up based on the words they inherited an estate from their father or from their grandfather was a Kohen. I guess the father is already predeceased. So when they split it up, or maybe he's one of the players. So when they split it up, so then. The fact that somebody gets a portion of the state is not a right as a Kohen. Even if he gets Truma as his portion. Why is that? Because it's entirely possible he took it and intends to sell it afterwards, right? Because he owed the inheritance and now he might sell it. So that's what it says here. But Choli Kapi Basin, so he divides up property based on Basin, and a Chazok Lukun, it's not a Baal Chazok Lukuna. And he might say, Truma Nafalami Avi Mo Kohen. He's getting this Truma because it felt him as a Yerusha. Amrei Rishmul of Rabbi Yossi, Rishmul of Yossi said, Miyomai loy alti edus. I never testified. Upam achaseati, once I testified and I learned my lesson. Ve'alesi evil kuna, I made an evid in Zilkoi. Now, the Bavli says, I almost did it. Didn't quite happen. I was saved by the bell at the last moment. How did this happen? Rabbi Yitzhak, it doesn't say, does it? Anyway, but he testified that this evid was a coin because he saw him gathering grain at the silos. And we know only Kohanim can gather grain at the silos. Yes, but that's only true if they're Kohanim vis-a-vis Yisrael. But the Avadim of the Kohanim can go on behalf of the Kohanim and go and gather grain. So that was his mistake, that he almost mistook the evidence of a coin for a coin himself. Right? Says Gemara, Rabbi Yitzhak ben Chakul Amar, Rabbi Shimba Rebbe, there's a word missing here. It should be Rabbi Yitzhak ben Chakul Amar Rebbe. Rebbe or either Nasi, the Rabbi Shimba Rebbe, and Rabbi Shimba Rebbe his son, Chadela Achmi Piach or Achiv, one allowed a brother based on his brother's testimony to become a Kohen, Chorona Hela Bein Mipiov, he allowed the testimony of a father and a son to prove somebody is a Kohen, Chalakuna, or actually one of these episodes is Kuna, we don't know which one, but Chalavi and one of them is Levi, again we don't know which one. Chad Bar Nach Asa Gabi the Rebbe. Certain individual came from the Rebbe. Amar Lizzi said, "Bini Huzev Kohen Hu." So he said, "This guy, this kid who I have with me, is my son, and he's a Kohen." Amar Lizzi. So Rebbe said back to him, "Binchu, I believe is your son, but ain't a Kohen." He doesn't become a coin. Even though you're a coin, I don't give him your credibility to make a coin. Amalei Bechir, Ruvah, Sir Bechir said the great. Ima Amino Achubino, if you believe that it's his son, Amino Shukoin, then believe him that his kid is a coin. Yeah, Amino Shukoin, if you don't believe that his kid is a coin, how tell Amino Shubino? Don't believe that it's a kid. So how do you divide the two? That you can believe that it's a kid, but you can't believe that. What?
Right. So one's a lucky. An automatic of the other.
Right, you can believe it's kid's kid, but you can't believe it's bona fide coin. What?
Should be double or nothing.
Oh, you're saying good. The Gemara refutes you. Amar Leisa said, but no, on the contrary, I believe it's his son. Elan Yoimer ben Gusha ben Chalutzu. How do you know he's a kosher coin? Could be that his mother was a Chalola, right. Rabbi Avin said, Achin Amar Lo. This is how he said to him. Im Amino Achu Beno. This is what Achia said. If you believe it's a son, Aminu Shul Kohen, believe it's Kohen. If you don't believe that he's a Kohen, Al Tamin Shul Beno, don't believe it's a son. And that should make it better. So the Eidus, then it'll create a distance between them, meaning that it should no longer be considered to be his father, right? And he should be believed to say he's a Kohen. If you believe him, it is a son, so you should believe that it's his son, the Kohen. If it's not his son, so you should believe to say, you know, that it is a Kohen, even though he's not his son. Like Peshaw, not Peshaw, but Pagin and Dibura. Let's cut his statement in half, right? We'll say that we believe it's not a Kohen, but not his son. So it says, Gemara, I'm a little say sad, but no, you misunderstand. Of course I can see that it's his son. I say that he was a sign of an improper wife. So it says, wait a minute. Didn't Rabbi Yitzchak Kula say that, again, should say a Rebbe, V'Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe, Rebbe Shimon Bar Rebbe, B'chare Allah Achapi Achiv, one made a brother a Kohen based on his brother's testimony, V'charana Allah Be'mi Pi Achiv, the other made a son a Kohen based on the father's testimony. But here it says, Rebbe, this didn't allow it to happen, right? He barred the testimony of the father and the son. So it's a contradiction. So it says more interesting distinction, and I don't fully understand it. I don't even claim to partially understand it, but I can translate it. Says the Gemara, let's say like this: Mishael Rabbi Achme Pi Achiv. Rabbi, of course, would not take the testimony of a father and son that his son was a Kohen. But once Rabbi took the testimony from a brother, Afilu Tamar Ben Mipi Aviv, then he believed even a father on a son, but only for Leviah, not for Kuhuna. So it's an interesting thing that Mara is saying. Mara is saying that you believe a father and a son vis-a-vis Leviah, where they're relatively minor ramifications, and relatively minor psulim. There's only one major psul in Levi, which is the mamzer. Any other psul is not going to render him unfit to be good to eat mice, right? Even one of those who have mice are of some degree of kedusha. But by Kohen, there are many more things which can possibly, including Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. So therefore, by Kohen, I do not believe a father and a son. What I do believe, the Gemara says, and I'm not sure why exactly the difference, is a brother on a brother. That I do believe. A brother can say his brother's a Kohen, but a father can't say his son. So I don't know why exactly the difference is. Like, can't tell you, the Magen Mishnah says that there's a Migo here. That if he's testifying about if he's testifying that this kid is his son, and he's also really simultaneously to say, and it's my son who's a Kohen. And we didn't know that this person was a Kohen, this kid. But if we knew, it's precisely because we knew already the kid was a, the opposite. It's if we didn't know that the kid was a son, and then this guy testifies, we didn't know this kid was a son, and then this guy testifies that it's his son, and he's a Kohen, so we believe with Amigo. Amigo, that we're going to believe that this is his son, we also believe that it's his son, the Kohen, right? But we already knew that it was his son. We just didn't know if it was a Kohen or not, so in that case, we don't believe him. We don't give him credibility, because we knew already details without him telling us. I don't understand what I just said. I know what I said, and I'll say it, and I can say it again. Rav Magid says that where Migo, when he's testifying this is a son which was hitherto unknown to us, so since he's believed to say it's a son, he's also believed to say his son is a Kohen. When he's testifying the son which is already known to us that the son is a Kohen, he's not believed to make the kid a Kohen. So in any event, that's based on a Gemara that would depends we said before that you do not believe on his son to say he's a Kohen, but you are believed to say it's your brother. Your brother's a Kohen. So it must be that there's some dichotomy here between
I could think of a dichotomy is that a brother testifying about his brother, he's not so involved in it, so why should he make up a story?
Yeah.
A father is much more involved than his son be considered a kohen.
Mm-hmm.
He's more nogea b'dovar. So you wouldn't believe the father testifying.
Maybe that's it. In any event, it's not clear to me. It's a choppy kind of sora, but somehow something like that must be the case. Okay, that's good. Let's do the Mishnah further. Rabbi Tapi Dama Alf. Rabbi Dama Rabbi says, "Ein malin lakuna piyedechu. You can't make somebody a coin based on a witness." Rabbi Lezer said, "On the side, it's only when is that true? Bis man sheyesh velosh makom sheyesh orin. With the vilukain shiakol coin. Give me a break. Then you need to. I'm makom sheyesh orin, but there's no one's complaining. Malakuna piyedechu. One witness suffices." Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon ben Eskan says, "Malin lakuna piyedechu." You can make somebody a kohen based on one witness. Okay? So if you have one witness, that's sufficient to make a guy a kohen. As long as there's no, it seems as long as there's no complaint. Rabbi Chiya B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda said, "In our opposition, nine complaint means two people come to complain at court." Rabbi Mechia Boy, Rabbi Mechia asked, "Monica, what are we talking about? If they brought him up with one witness, so then you read also about it. Take him down in one witness. In Michel or Sobestein, if you put him up in one with two witnesses, if he there's a Kohen, if you commonly read us, there are many witnesses, that's Mayor, it's the same thing, right? He's got two witnesses on the side. So it says, Rav Huna says, Rav Huna, ask the Rabbanan Tamon, it's going like the rabbis over there. The rabbis over there are the ones who said that, once we established, this is really what we learned earlier today by Shavuot as well, that once we established a heter, even though later on there's contrary evidence, we remain with the heter, the thing which was made made permissible. So here we say also, Amrayuna Asik Rabbanan Tamon. So here where we said that we said that once we made him a kohen based on what, well, or on two witnesses, right? So we don't take him down again, right? They hold that you do take guy back down again if two other witnesses come. We make a trade or trade. So the Kshem Shemayim or Sobishnaim, just say you put him up with two, Kachmein or Sobishnaim, so too you take him down with two. Okay? So you according to them, it's like they said back in the previous case, in Nisei State, say, if a woman got married in a case where two people said she was divorced, two people said she wasn't divorced, so it's machlokas where she has to get divorced or not. So if you hold over there, she doesn't have to get divorced. So then here also, even if witnesses come,
leave him as a coin.
Leave him as a coin,
it's
right.
Offsetting penalties.
Repeat. Offsetting penalties, right. But if you hold over there, right, then it makes sense, then it's consistent. That's what we're saying.
What if it's one witness originally said he's a coin, then two come and say he's
not? Oh, so that's a big machlokes between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, actually. Although not that specific case, the Yerushalmi holds if one witness came and said he's a kosher kohen, and then another witness came, no matter what, we take him down. The Bavli holds it once, if we believe one witness in court, so then he has the validity of two, and therefore you can't take him down afterwards. Even if another witness comes, they don't cancel each other out. Which is...
Yeah.
Okay, similar to what you're asking. Okay. Says Gemara, says Mishnah further. Hayin shishneg b'shalai de'akum. Woman was taken captive by goyim, one of the saddest Mishnahs in Shas. Hayin shishneg b'shalai de'akum. She was taken captive by goyim a day moment for monetary purposes by bandits. Muteres b'al, we say they're not going to rape her. Drives down her value. For Jewish bandits, what are they concerned with? Bottom line, right? So hayidein afashos. If, however, people took her captive with, like, armies, and they were concerned with killing people, so then the Idina Pasha Sasura Labala, she's been nuts because they're afraid to save her life, she succumbed to her captors. Irshakovsharkom, a city which is laid siege to, called Kwanish Basoka, all the Kwanis in the city are psulos for the husband because we assume they're all raped. Minyesh Adim, if they're witnesses that they weren't raped, a filu evet, even if it's a slave, a filu shivcha, a female slave, a real name money, they're believed to say that their mistresses were not raped. Shane Odom Nemanai de Atmo. It's not believed on themselves, but other people have believed upon them. Amar Yitzchaya ben Akatzar, ben Chayitzchaya took an oath by Amon, I said, by this hostel of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, by the Beis HaMikdash. When Yerushalayim was conquered, lo zelza yodim mitoch yodi. We never didn't part hands. Yerushalayim shenichlus u'achlu Yerushalayim, from time the goyim and Yerushalayim atzir tzu until they left. So therefore my wife, she mutter to me, right, despite the fact that it was, a siege. Because there's Gemara, they said, Ein adam made a latmo. You can't testify about yourself. You're testifying for your own benefit. That you should be mutter to your wife. We don't believe you. Okay? Talmud Tanina. That's over there. Hey, Rabbi Yossi HaKoyim, Rabbi Yisrael ben HaKatzav. They both testified, Al Tinoka Shehuron HaBashkelon. A young girl was given as a mashkelon on a loan. She was given as collateral loan. Never. Right? Kakua b'nei mishpacha. Then she was set. She was distanced by a member of family because we assumed that she was, there was hanky banking going on. But then he didn't have a social nistera. But even though her witnesses testify that she was not in secluded with a guy, below nitma, and no, it's because if Adam came and testified that Shlonisra, she was never secluded below nitma, she didn't come to time, but she's okay. So it says in my fish, Adam ate him most Shlonis from Shlonitma. Sounds like the only reason she's okay is because witnesses testify she was okay. Hoyimain ate them, eat him most Shlonis from Shlonitma, but witnesses don't come. Lo! So she's not off the hook. Why is that? Lichora, in this case, it's about money. So if it's about money, so let her off the hook. They don't rape. Says Marabileza, Rabileza said, Shanihi, there it's different. Be hero, since they took her as collateral. Sharavi Nogin Boheter. Since the thieves took her as collateral, so they're going to make, use of her.
So, even though her value will go down?
Yeah, because collateral means, Bachov Kata Mashko. The creditor acquires the Mashko, so they figure they can play around with it.
Especially if he didn't pay back the loan.
Right. I didn't push the Sasura. There's an issue of a mortal danger, then she's forbidden. Rabbi, that's a famous Gemara in the Bavli, the Yerushalmi that's bringing down here. The famous Gemara says, the barrels of wine are all mutter. Right? We don't make them yain nesach, but the women are all usher. So the famous Gemara says, I forget the exact language, but it says, what's the Gemara there, Eli? Do you remember the Mark Suvas was as Lenasach Yesh Pnai Ain't Pnai? Yeah. Forget the exact language. It was a famous Gemara. Lenasach, there's no time, but for the women, there's always time. So for the wine, there's no time, but the women, they can always make. They'll find the time. So name it. Says the Gemara. I didn't approach the Surah. It's only if they actually threaten to put it to death. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afil no nigmar din la rega. Even if she wasn't threatened to be put to death, Lamaisa, she's in danger. She senses danger, so she's ready also because she'll succumb under those circumstances to save her life. So even though pronouncement was meted out against her, we assume that she was became a dummy.
Even if she doesn't succumb, she was in a nusa.
Yeah, we're talking about vis-a-vis Kohanim here. We're not talking about vis-a-vis a husband necessarily. Says Mar Aishas Listim, I'm Rabbi Shem Rabbi Yochanan, his name Rabbi Yochanan. Aishas Listim, the wife of a bandit who's been put to death, judged to be put to death by her captors, is Kalistim, is as if she was the bandit. Meaning she'll be moser herself in order to try and save her husband. So in that case, we assume that she had relations as well. Where they pronounce the death penalty on her husband.
Yeah.
On her husband, we assume she was Mizano also in order to try and get her husband off the hook. So in that case, she also becomes Aser. Okay? Ezukakum, who's considered to be a siege which actually comes and rapes. Rapes and pillages. Right? Rabbi Babashem, Rabbi Chia Barashi said, Kigon, such as it should be here, the Kormei changes that to Zugin, Zvagin. They bring large in musical instruments, you know, things which make large sound. Shalshils and chains, Vikvolim and cables, Vavazim and geese, Vitani Golim and hens, and it should be Vastrutos and soldiers, Mekifin is here, and they surround the city. You know, you remember why they bring the hens and all that kind of stuff? It's like when Manuel Noriega was held prisoner in Panama in one of the, when the United States staged a coup under Reagan, so they held him in prison. No, he was cooped up in an embassy, right? So what they do, they try to wage psychological warfare by blaring loud music at him, right? So that's part of the siege. You blare loud music at the people in the siege in order to drive them out. That's right, with Koresh also. So that's a case. Mekivin and Sair, they surround the city, and that's a case where they're actually there. You know, it's really dangerous, and potentially we assume that they raped everybody. However, there's a heter here. Rabbi Bob Hashem, Rabbi Chama Rashi said, Maiso has a Maiso with a certain siege of this sort. Uvarchim Isham Sumachas, and one woman who was blind fled the city. In this case, we say that all the women are mutter. Why? Because if somebody could get out, that means it was not behechrech, it was not necessary that they actually were subject to rape. Okay? So that's in that out. Hayesh and Pirta House, if it's the one beach in the city walls to which women could slip out, Matzelis is called all the women are mutter. Hayashem, if there was also, it should be Machbuya. Not Machbuya, if there was a hiding place. Tricha, then it's a Shiloh, we don't know. Because hiding places, you know, maybe they're good, maybe they're not good, so therefore not sure if she would give herself up or not. Rabbi Zir, Rabbi Baba, Zavdei, Bita, Barcha, Kula, B'Shem, Rabbi Yudan, the seer said, Uvar, Karkum, Shalom, Somachus. It's only talking about where the siege is laid by your own king. Where the siege laid by another king, Kalisim, and they're like bandits, meaning they're here for the money and they're afraid to stay around and take their time and rape and pillage. So therefore, in that case, we give them the status of Kagoshos Amachos, we give them the status of Asuros, but of Kagoshos Amachos Acheros, they remain Mutoros. Now, it said in Mishnah that as long as they have a witness who testified they were not told me, they're okay. Says my Afilu Kata, is that even a child? Rabbi Yehoshim, say, yes, Afilu Kata, Afilu Karov, even a child, even a relative. Afilu Kata, Mikarov, even if it's a double prime. See, but some youngsters also related, that's enough in order to prevent there from being any problems. The Shemina Adats are not from here. Chananiah Bekartisei, whatever his name is. Ishtaboy was taken captive. Who? He, Ubane, and his sons, Vitasaw, Vitasay, and his wife. Asked Rabbi Chinah, so they came to Rabbi Chinah all and said they were tor, v'lo kabuni, didn't accept him. Asked Rabbi Shimon Levi, Shimon Levi accepted them. Why? Because the husband, we said he don't accept the husband's testimony. Adam Ras teaches us, afilu katan v'karov, even a child or a relative is believed to testify that no tumor took place. Rabbi Chinah Bar Yosef Shalach B'Sari to say, this is kind of like a parenthetical remark. Although we'll come back. Rabbi Chia Bar Yosef Shalach B'Sari to say, send a servant for a certain woman to come to court. Amar, so he said, Yeskinu Matlos Talmidim. Let's send three Talmidim Chomim to come to here. Why? Shemif Nechav, one that goes to the bathroom, Letzorchov, to attend his needs, Tisal Neshaim shall be secluded with two, which is okay. I asked more about Tin, then we learn in Mesech the Saita that if you accompany the Soter self to Yushalayim, Mosin Lo Shnei Talmidim Chomim, you give to the husband two Talmidim Chomim to accompany him. Shemi Yavol Le'a B'derech. Maybe we'll have relations around the way. So we see only need two and not three. Rabbi Avin said, no, by law, by the Sotah, that the two Talmidim Chomim and her husband who's accompanying her. Harech Losha, that's three. So we always need three. Ba'afusha Sachalos, is going back to Rabbi Schaim and Akatsov. And this is his tragic story in the Mishnah, right? That he lost his wife because of the Takara of the Rabbana. So that's more, he wouldn't give up. Afu Sachar Bayis He rented for a house, Vuma, where she lived, Vuma Alam Zonas, and he would feed and he supported her. And they lived in the same courtyard, but for Loya Misiachi Mar Elbif Nebonah. They would only spend time together in front of her children. So in other words, he didn't want to divorce her. I guess he, you know, love conquers all. But he couldn't have relations with her. He couldn't even be secluded with her. So therefore, he set it up in a way that they could live in the same courtyard without actually, you know, coming close to each other. Yeah. Colonel Atzma, he said about himself, Apostle Gazette, he said, Yogati ban chasi. I toiled in my sorrow when Yerushalayim was, you know, being destroyed to keep my wife above water, so to speak. Mutter to me, umenucha lo matzati, but did not find respite because in the end, they answered her to me anyway. Okay? Says more further. Mishnah further. Elun emayin loy begol mashro kodna. These are the following people who believed thus far in their adult years what they saw when they were children. Neman adam lo mar, a person believes to say, zekhsav yodo shalabit, my father's handwriting. Zekhsav yodo shalabit, this is my rabbi's handwriting. Zekhsav yodo shalach, it's my brother's handwriting. Zochani Beish Pan, remember that so and so woman, Yoshiyotza Binuma, she went out with a veil, Rosha Purua, or her head was, you know, uncovered, so she must have been a Basula. Bishayish Pan, the Yotzebe, and certain so and so used to leave school, leave Bahula Chumah, so go to Bekoti Truma, must be he's a Kohen. Shalchayk Menekor Gornel said he would distribute us in the silo. Bishamokum has a base prasu, and that this place is a base of pras. The base of pras means, of course, that, there might potentially be a kever underneath here, right? This is the extent of Tchum Shabbos 2,000 Amos. A person not directly believed to testify about something which occurred when he was a child, if it's a matter of Chesh Mishpat. He's not believed to say so-and-so had a road here. Nor Mamadu Mishpat Ha'elish Ploni Mokam said, nor the privilege of delivering Mamodus and Hespedos in this place, because that will cause a loss, because the family which now owns it will have to relinquish it. So in that, he's not believed. Okay? Says the Gemara, Tani, we learned to the Brisa about the Vorm Shurik Gilim Bohem, but Gilim Bohem. A child is only believed to corroborate his father's signature if he was accustomed to seeing his father's signature all the time, right? Says the Gemara, V'chash Lamar Shema Evedu. So this is going back to the case of our Mishnah. We said that if you saw so-and-so coming out of a Beis Sefer to go dunk and go eat truma, he must be a Kohen, right? Wait a minute, maybe he's the Eved of a Kohen. Maybe he's a slave of a Kohen, right? Chashu Mashem Eved, who can eat truma as well. Chodim Esai Laid Amarab Chama Baruch Vim Hashem Rabbi Yossi Baruch Hina. There's a sister which are Chara Boko said, named Rabbi Yossi Hina, also L'Odim L'Lamid Esavdo Teira. No, he was in Beit Sefer. He was in Beit Sefer. Wait a minute. How can you say Eved is not allowed to learn Teira? Located Rabbi Zir, Bishem Rabbi Yirmi, Eved, Oilu Meshiva Kriyos. And can give him an Eved and Aliyah. And besides that, he said, which is not relevant to our discussion, Vaidavar Olam Shlosh Psukim, we need to put three Psukim together in order to make an Aliyah. Vaidavar Shemo Shalem or counts. But in any event, so it says, morally, we see that an Eved is allowed to learn Torah. Says, Marti Pata Shlomo Melev, you're not allowed to teach him, he's allowed to learn on his own. Or Shalim Do Rabu Ketevi, or he was a special Eved who got special dispensation, like Tavi Alda Shurangam Leo got special dispensation to learn.
Eliezer,
right, but that was from on Thursday, so I don't know if we're being arrived from there. Says the Gemara, what about the other case? And so if you remember that when he was young, he used to gather with you at the silo to collect truma, so then it means he's a Kohen. Same problem, Chashma Hashem Evedu, maybe it's a slave. Messiah leader Tani Rabbi Chia, so sister Rabbi Chia, who said, Noshim Avodim, women and slaves ain't a Chokim Agon, they can't go to the silos. Unless they're accompanied by their masters. But you can give them the gifts given to a Kohen or to a Levi. We talk about it from within the house. What about to take money as a result of their testimony? Can we do that? Can we actually take money from as a result of their testimony? In other words, is there... When their testimony is gedolim and something happens to ketanim, do they have credibility actually to tzas mama? So it says more very how so? They're not testifying about mama. So especially when they testify about money at the end of the mission, they're not believed. So what are you talking about? That's a more cool case. Really cool case. Says the Gemara, I'll give you a case. Hechavida. How does it work? Everybody knows up to Reuven's field is Chum Shabbos. But nobody remembers which is Reuven's field. There's a Maseira that Reuven's field denotes the end of Chum Shabbos. But nobody remembers where Reuven's field is. Says the Gemara, if the guy remembers, even this guy remembers, and they said, used to come here on Shabbos is the limit. And this field comes out to be Shimon's. Can you take it away from Shimon and give it back to Reuven or not? The Mara doesn't answer such a question. Of course, you knew the Rishonim is not going to answer the question. The question is whether we say Pagin and Dibura, right? Or do we say Pagin and Dibura? Do we say we accept this entire statement and therefore it becomes Reuven's field? Do we say we accept the statement that Chum Shabbos goes up here, but we don't accept the statement that it was Reuven's field? Okay? So that's the Machlokas. So it says the Gemara.
That's strange, though. Usually the Pagin and Dibura is because in on a mess of Russia, and therefore.
Right, this would be a different type of Pagin and Dibura.
Yeah.
Because he's a cotton. A cotton is the same thing, though. Since as a cotton, he wouldn't be believed. Well, it's not exactly the same thing because he's a cotton and all by
the
business.
The idea of Einon Meisvatz Marashim means there's a basis for blotting out partial part
right.
of the testimony.
But here, maybe there shouldn't
no
be.
Basis for it.
Right. Well, that, I just use that word for carbonator. Yeah, yeah. Maybe that's not literal.
It's not a certain basis.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, you know, why should we? Why should we say we'll accept this and not accept that?
Bottom line.
Moshin that money, Lomar, Yotami Laki Pagashis, are they believed to tell over a story where they went out and they were collecting fruit on Shemitah? Bishamana, they said they heard Pliny Mimala Pliny Sishto, so and so was telling about this mumbling about so and so's wife. Or you said Pliny's Mimala Sabana, so and so woman was mumbling about her children. Now, this is a very interesting question. You know, there are Sameach points out, he says, what are they testifying? They're testifying that her husband mumbled about his wife. That's acceptable in the court of law. That's hearsay. It's gossip. So the Rosh Hashanah says they're testifying that he was shavia napshi chaticha di sura, that he was mumbling about his wife and saying, man, my wife is awesome to me. So that they're coming basically saying he's shavia napshi. And there's a machlokas in the paiskim. If shavia napshi, he has to have an excuse why, if he wants to get out of his shavia napshi, or he can just automatically leave a shavia napshi and say, no, I was just kidding. So he says it's here to Raya that you need some sort of proof. Because here it says they're believed. What does it mean they're believed? He denies it. That's all you need. No, if they can testify to Shavi and Afshi, he has to bring some sort of legitimate excuse like we had yesterday to get himself out of it. Okay? And similarly the same thing about a woman. She must have been complaining that she became a zona or something like that by her episode, and therefore she has to be compensated for therefore, when the Edom come and say they heard a mumbling, they heard a mumbling something about her being a zona, and that's why they that's what they testified in court. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yachon and Rabbi Shmuel boy, Rabbi Yachon and Shmuel asked, "Who's mu? What did these guys come hate him zomim? They're only testified about saying they stole in their youth. Maushi Ashli Yishamu, they have to pay." Like any other Zerbeim. Oh, yay, but let's take a turn this. Kai Damar Behuda B'Shem Shul, like this is the name of Shul. Ein Lom Din Dover Midover, Beinim Zomim. When clouds traveling from one case to another case, it's simply not a regular case of Beinim Zomim. The Kokain Tani says the Gemara of the Kokain here to the same thing. Tani is the new thing. Bishalchanu b'ktitzas ploni and ploni. The older witnesses are believed to say that in the youth they ate at the ktitz of so and so. What's the ktitz of so and so? Ma'al b'ktitza. Bishal she'el adam mocher sa'achusa. When a person used to sell the field which he inherited. So then, ha'yukrovim me'malin chavios kloyos. The relatives would fill up barrels full of toasted grain, vegozim and nuts, the shaliv nantinokos, and they would break this barrel in front of the kids, like the Latin American pinata, I think it's called, right? Vatinokos malakdim, and the kids will gather. Finally, they say, "Oh, that's Pliny Miachus also." They make a party. So everybody to know the Pliny was cut off from his inheritance. Very strange party. Anyway, Chazal Pliny Miachus of Shua Shreisa Chazer. Someone used to buy it back. How you also came to do the same thing. Environment. Oh, Pliny Chazal Pliny Miachus also went back. So it was like a publicity thing. Rabbi Yosef Rabun said, so he married a woman who's not suited for him, I guess, luckily. They make these barrels for Shreyon and Tinoikos, they make it from the kids. Now Tinoikos Malakdimo, then the kids gather, but then they say, Niktas Plenim Mishbachto. He was cut off from his family. Mushashi and Magash, when he used to divorce her, I also came, they would do the same thing. But I mean, they'd say, Chazar Plenim Mishbachto, they make a happy divorce day. And he went back to his family. So they're believed when they're adults to say that they saw this take place when they're children. Now, we're going to stop here, but I just realized maybe this Gemara is the source for throwing stuff at the Chazar at the time of his Ufruf. You know, we don't actually throw it at him, we're throwing the candies for the kids. It could be that it comes down to the minute of Ketzitza. The flaw in that is here they only did it for a chassan who married somebody who wasn't befitting him. And we do it for all chassanim. Maybe there's a Musar Haskell there. But we'll leave that alone for this evening.